What is going on, everybody? This is Raw Star of the Burbank Misfits. And of course, you're listening to the Misfit Effect. As always, I am joined with my wonderful, excellent co-host, CW.
I'm pretty shitty, actually. But thank you.
Hey, you are not that word that I cannot say. And we have someone we had on before, and we, like, last time we had him on, we talked about, you know, is cereal with soup. But we had to have her back on here. Miss Summer Love. How you Hello. Doing, Miss Summer?
Good. Busy, but good.
So for those out there who don't know who you are, can you give them a little Summer Love summary?
Well, I haven't done too much, and I'd actually like to keep it that way. I'm thinking about getting out of being a mattress actress and doing, I actually want to do like comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I am a mattress actress. I've been shot for FTV MILFs, Bad Daddy POV, FTV MILFs again, True Anal, All Anal. I feel like there's more. Oh, the Got MILFed. That was fun. That was a lot of fun. But I haven't done too much.
I'm just seeing everybody over here rolling right now. And I'm like,
well, I mean, yeah.
So let's just hop into it, because what is making you want to step away from the
So to even put it, like, I wanted to do stand up since, oh my gosh, I don't know, since like fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was with my ex, his kink was to watch me get plowed. So I got, wow, you rolled that fast. So I got into the industry that way. But I mean, I love it. Don't get me wrong. I do. But I'd rather be known for making people laugh than making people come. If that sounds, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Cool. I mean, there's definitely still going to be people out there who watch like whatever, and they're like, "Oh yeah, look at that!" Like, you'll people, always have people.
Honestly,
like that.
People will come to anything.
That's what I mean. What is that you got?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was in, people will come to anything these days. So
yeah, people are real strange. I mean, I don't judge.
People will come to a girl in a chicken costume with a banana hat on. So
I want to see this page. I want to see this page with this content.
I think I don't know if I told you before, but I've been to conventions and I've heard people ask for the most obscure, weirdest things in the world, and I don't know if because I think I took CW to one convention, and like, I don't know what he was asked at the table he was at, but someone at the table I was at asked me for two clowns, people dressed in full clown costume, wearing dildos, having sex with each other in a dimly lit room.
How do you find out you like that?
And I just found it the most, like, one, this is when,
like,
I first.
Are you at the circus and you see like a clown like making like a balloon animal, and are you like, you know what, that's kind of doing it for me?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't understand. But see, like, my face gives me away. If someone were to ask me for that, I'd be like, what happened to you, dude? It's okay.
And the thing is, this is like when I was first, this is before I even went to anything out like in the industry. So it was my very first convention thing, and I'm like, what?
I'd be like, wow, I don't know if I'm cut out for
and
this.
All I could say back at the time was, no, we don't have anything like that. All we have is what's in front of you. Because this is back when it was just this person was just selling a whole bunch of Gonzo. We just selling a whole bunch of Gonzo stuff that was in front of me. And it was like, this is all I have. But it was just like, that was random, and someone ran up to me and saying, hey, I saw you in a video with Venus Lux. And I'm like, no, you didn't. Not Venus Lux, I'm sorry. Oh my God, it's Mia Isabella. And I'm like, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. Don't get me wrong, like they are very cool people, but no, you didn't. And I'm like, and the only reason I knew that name is because I was helping out with the award show coming up, and I knew that was a TS performer. And I'm like, no, you didn't see me.
No, that's like I actually got like a normal, you should say normal, job bartending, and I'm sitting there. Well, I'm not sitting there, I'm sorry. I'm standing there, and these guys are sitting there, and they're looking at me, looking at their phones. And I'm like, okay, cool, here we go. But I walk over, and they're like, hey, like, you look just like this girl. And they pull up my Twitter, and I'm just like, oh yeah, that's crazy. As I like put my hands down below the bar because my hands are completely tattooed.
Yeah.
Just like, oh yeah, damn. Yeah, right. Can I get you anything? Like,
did they say anything else afterwards, or they just like
had a doppelganger? Everybody's got a doppelganger out there.
That yeah, I'm hoping, because like, what are the chances that I'm gonna be like? Because I don't live in LA, you know. I live in a small ass town on the fucking northeast armpit of America. So like, what are the chances? You know what I mean?
So I mean, you never know. Here's the thing, like when it comes to anything related, because like someone who was and in some cases still is popular in the industry is from my home city, and it's like in the middle of the Midwest, and it's like, oh, that's right. You ever heard of Brie Olson? Yeah. So she was popular a while back, and she was one of Charlie Ching's girls.
Oh, jealous.
So, yeah, so she's known for industry and known for that. And she's from my home city, which is like one of the most random cities in Indiana. So it's like, you know, but she's known for being from there. Cause it's like, but anyway, you like, if you run to a performer, people are going to automatically just assume whatever, or the people who saw you at the bar might have went home and was like, that was her.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. And then it makes me nervous, like they're gonna come back, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then like, just because I enjoy gargling a penis and taking it from behind doesn't mean that I want you to be creepy to me, do you know what I mean? Like that, yeah. Doesn't mean that, like, that's odd. And I don't want to be bothered with that.
I mean, they're going to assume that no matter what, you know, because that's how some men are. And that's how some people just assume that every performer just wants to give it up to them no matter what. It's like, oh.
I'm like, no.
You have sex with blah, blah on camera. You want to have sex with me.
False.
You're you. Ugh.
So I mean, that's how people take in things, you know. Just because, like, huh?
I mean,
I do want a normal relationship. Like, I'd rather not go and meet somebody who's Paris. I'm like, oh, well, what do you do for work? And I'm like, oh, well,
you're a model.
I'm a model?
You're a model.
I mean, you can always.
I mean, you are an adult entertaining model. And you take pictures. You take pictures and video for money, and that's what you do. And I mean, you could say I'm an actress
by omission. Let's just do it. Like, let's just start a relationship like that, Rawstar. Good job.
Oh, I mean, like, the thing is, it's like you're not lying.
Good job. No, you're not lying. You're just bending the truth.
Exactly. And then
it's
like,
not really bending the truth. It's not really bending the truth. It's not really bending the truth because, like, if I have sex on camera, and I meet whatever girl I'm messing with's parents, and they say, "What do you do?" Oh, I'm an actor. That is true,
and it's
like, but I feel like you have to tell them.
Yeah, but the thing is, you don't know how long you're gonna be with this person. So, like, if it lasts longer, hey, come clean. But if it's just something that you're doing, and it fails,
but then I feel like here's my thing. Then I feel like if I like you're whatever down the line, I'm like, oh yeah, remember how I said that? I'm actually like, you know, I feel the. Like, why did you hide that? Like, what else didn't you say? You know what I mean? And they're going to be like, having a hard time believing what you're saying. And I just don't want that.
You're not lying, though.
But I'm not fully telling the truth. And I did that shit in my last relationship. And whenever everything came out, yo, the mess that I am in the eye of the storm right now. I know I am.
I mean.
And I'd just rather not be bothered with that.
Because when it comes out, Rawstar, here's what can either happen. Somebody's going to blow up at you, or they're just going to be like...
I'd rather not flip that. I don't mean telling
the partner whatever. I meant telling the family whatever, but... That's what I meant. I meant the family. I feel like for a guy,
it's different.
If people have siblings, sometimes...
I feel like for a guy, it's different. Do you know what I mean? Like, you could... I don't know. I feel like you could sort of, like, hold it off. But, like, example, like, say he has friends, and I meet his friends, and his friends probably watch porn, and they're like, yo, like... I know why your girlfriend looks familiar. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's just, like, I don't know.
Hard to, like... But, unfortunately... That could always happen no matter what your job is.
Oh, it's already out there right now. I know that.
So, yeah.
But I mean, I'd rather not have more.
Yeah. Like, oh, what's your girlfriend doing? You're like, yeah. I mean, it can put somebody in a precarious situation where they're like, I don't know what she does. Or if they do, you explain to your friends like, oh, yeah. So, I mean, it's still kind of difficult to explain to others like, oh yeah, I'm dating a sex worker.
Right.
And the thing is, like, no matter what, because they're gonna ask which type of sex worker.
Yeah, but if you say,
like, don't get me wrong, I do love it though.
No.
Like, it's so empowering.
I'm just saying, like, as far as conversations with our male counterparts, they're gonna ask, like, if I'm living in LA, they're gonna say what type of sex worker, stripper, porn performer, whatever, other stuff like that. And then your friends are going to go watch. Your girl, you know, and that's how dudes are, which is whatever.
Like, but... cue the crickets because no.
I mean, that's what they do.
I know.
No matter what, even if they're not going to, you know, jerk off to it, whatever, they're still going to have that.
Let me see if I'm disgusted or turned on. They're going to be. If I get disgusted or turned on.
Right.
Let me make sure this is her.
Yeah, let me check this out.
They're going to want to check no matter what. Or just to curve their interest and say, oh, so this is who Rawstar is having sex with. Nice.
Ba-dong, ba-dong, ba-dong.
Like, ugh.
I mean, it's hard because I guess if you really think about it, if you find someone that's like okay with everything, it just always feels like it could be a potential thin ice because you never know when they'll be like, no, this is not cool.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then, like, is it an emotional commitment? Is it otherwise monogamous relationship outside of work? Like, lots of complicated things to deal with.
See, you get it? Wait.
Yeah, I get it to a degree. I get it.
A laugh. Okay. Okay. That's fine. I'm not looking at you. So you know what I picture? You know that kid that's holding the ball, that really ugly ass face, the one who's laughing, like, that's what I picture.
I'm sorry, I had to curb my face for a second. But you're right. Oh, God.
Rawstar thinks it's funny because I guess I dated an adult performer.
Yes. Oh. And I know what he's talking about. And it was just hilarious to me. Cause I'm looking at his face when he said his comment. So that's why I laughed.
It's a real thing. Cause you never know what somebody's like, you know, comfortable with or uncomfortable with, or
it's a learning experience.
You know, and like, yeah, who wants to keep going through like, yes, this is who I am. And someone's like, ooh, I liked it, but no. I really like everything. Even that freaky part, except for that part. And that part is the deal breaker. Sorry. Let's build this up with another person. And then they eventually be like,
Exactly. I don't want to deal with that. I'm good.
Yeah. And the thing with that is, it's like, even if you did it before and you don't do it anymore, people are going to have that, you know, whatever.
No, I don't think so much.
They do in some situations. I mean,
somebody finds out and you're like, yeah, that was a part of my life in the past. A lot of people are understanding because, like, somebody be like, shit, you, at least you were getting a check.
I wouldn't care, but
I was fucking the person who brought the weed for the first part of my 20s. People are understanding of people's past.
Yeah, they are, but they're not understanding of what's currently going on for some fucked up reason.
No, they're like,
it doesn't make any sense at all. And it's like, oh, you did that? Okay, yeah, that's fine. Oh, but you're going through something right now?
Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like because things are like that with relationships, I can say it two ways. People can leave and, you know, try to pursue regular, I guess, heteronormative, I don't know what you would call them, because that doesn't mean that's actually going to be the relationship. Anyway, I guess civilian relationships, for lack of a better term. Or I feel like it can make a person more isolated and almost push them, I don't want to say deeper, like it's a hole or something, but deeper into like the adult industry, because like, these are the only people I can connect with because no one else is willing to connect with me.
And the money's there.
Yeah. But also, I just feel that, you know, there's, Even though there shouldn't be, there is just a strange stigma with being with a performer and someone who's not a performer.
It's so stupid.
No, I agree. I'm just saying it's a strange stigma.
I know.
I mean, I understand. But I guess, I mean, to your average person, they're like, well, we are supposed to pair off. And if one person isn't pairing off, really pairing off, then something's off to us. It's wrong. When it's like, I mean, it's just actually just different. If it's not really fucking with your life or the other person that's the people in it, then really, does it really matter?
No. It doesn't.
Yeah. But also a lot of guys say they can do it, but they can't.
No, they can't.
Well, they can't. It's because of three things that I always think about, and I've said them before, like via like if I could or could not date a performer. Like I already said my reasonings before, like for me, and I would have like, and I said, I think I'll tell you now, Summer, that for me, if I was dating a performer, I would prefer that she'd only do girl, and it's just a preference for me. And the thing is, it's like I would just be subconscious about everything with, you know,
another guy. I get that though. I totally get that.
And that's just like, and people disagree with my take on that because they say, well, she's not really a performer then if she's just doing girl. I'm like,
how do you figure?
And this is coming from a performer herself. Said this. And it's like, you know, I understand, whatever. And I'm not gonna try to be controlling about the situation, but that's just my viewpoint on it, you know? You know, yeah. I'm not gonna tell you that you are a grown human, but I know what I personally would be okay with and what I personally would not be okay with, you know? And I'm not even asking to join in on the scene and stuff like that. I'm just saying, you know, like, no, I'm saying that because people might just assume that I'm saying this because I want to, you know, just have a bunch of three ways, you know?
And that's, yeah, pimping, big pimping.
And that's not the case. It's just how I would just register things in my head. It's like, oh, she did a blow bang today. Now she's here. How you doing?
Yeah, that's like
we don't have to talk that much about it. So you have I know what you do for work.
you don't want to be sitting there watching her blow on her soup and just be like,
I'd be like, yeah.
Like, you're like, can you stop? You're home now.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's bring okay. her a whole tray of ice cubes and be like, here.
No. Me personally, I guess I don't care so much. I would say there has to be probably emotional monogamy, and probably I would prefer, depending on where we see this relationship going, there be physical monogamy outside of work, unless otherwise discussed.
I can understand that, because work is work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
See, my thing is like the emotional attachment. Like I do enjoy every performer who I've ever worked with, but like after the fact, I won't like text them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, like just be like, hey, like what's up? Like I'm not trying to be rude, but like you have your life, I have mine. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, yeah. I always feel there's a thing because people just assume that, you know, y'all have sex on camera, y'all just go buck wild. And it's just like, you know, you have a life outside of
exactly
who you are.
Exactly.
Like when you log off this podcast, you're no longer Summer. Well, you are, but you're not in Summer Love mode. You're in blah, 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 blah mode, you know?
Yeah, then I go back to front girl. It's great.
So yeah, so that's, and people don't understand that, and they just always want y'all to be on, or assume y'all are always on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll have people on, like, because I have a Snapchat premium, they'll hit me up at like 3 a.m. and they're like, yo, want a cam? Like, motherfucker, no, go to bed. What's wrong with you?
I mean, are they in?
Same time zone, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I mean, like,
you know that there's like lines for that you can call, like.
Well, I know, like, I was going to say, like, if they were on the West Coast, that's only midnight.
Then it's only midnight. Then I get it, yeah.
But I know, we had Rome Major on here before, and he was talking about, he was on that Sex Panther, the texting one or calling one, and people used to, will like call him like at 4 o'clock in the morning and want to have a conversation.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? Like, what?
They're fucked up and horny usually.
I mean, like, they like about 3 o'clock, depending on the night, they went to the strip club, you know, saw a whole bunch of booty.
Yeah, but like, we're people. Like, what makes you think that we're just standing around waiting for some horny person to hit us up? You know what I mean?
Like, well, it's the idea that to them, hoes don't sleep.
Hoes don't sleep. That look she gave you. So,
That's really the idea, actually. People have in their mind, like,
hoes don't sleep. Then send me money for Red Bull.
I see this. I see your videos at all hours. This is when I see you, so you must be awake.
No, yeah, no, you're right. That makes sense.
I don't think too many people think it with logic with their dick in their hand.
Exactly. I mean, like some are watching you while they have you on the. They just want to have a video, and something that's live and personal. Oh. And something they can record. They can record for later.
Yeah, I get that.
Because you know it's not that hard to record.
Anything. Yeah, but I'm not 7-Eleven though. Make it a
point. Yeah. True.
Fucking walk-in clinic.
We'll have cam schedules and things.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, and if I am up at 4 a.m, I am not looking good. I will tell you that right now.
Some don't care.
I am probably decently drunk if I'm still up at 4 a.m.
Some people don't care. They just want to have a woman look at them and talk sweet to them. They say, yeah, baby, I'm here for you. And then they all automatically get hard because no one's telling them that in their personal life.
Ow.
I'm being serious.
It's sad as hell.
I mean, I hate to be the barrier of truth, but it's true. You in these shorts are gonna kill me, CW. Anyway,
Oh, my tiny shorts. I love them, man. Some days when I'm
I don't think she saw how short they were.
I want to see your little shorts on.
No, he just stood up, and I was like, he walking around. I'm like, those are
real. Let me see your shorts.
Huh?
I want to see your, wait, what the fuck did my phone just do? There you go. I want to see your tiny shorts.
Oh, there. I'll turn the light on.
You see, like, they were really, like, he walked
past. Oh my gosh, no, stop talking. I need to see the tiny shorts.
Like, they're basically underwear.
Oh, wait, fuck. There it is. I can't. Oh, I missed him again.
Stop painting for a second.
No, hold on. This one corner. I have to get this little
Okay.
It's like the world's smallest plot, and it's not taking the paint. And the next step is to start crying. So
she says,
"Now let me see the Chinese portrait."
She says, "I want to see." He chose. She looks up the paint.
Ooh! You do not tell him to stop wearing those tiny shorts.
Yeah.
Nobody asked you.
I said that's going to kill me because we're sitting here doing the podcast, and then I see like him like just stand up for a second, and that's all I see. And I'm like, I'm not trying to see that.
I think the tiny shorts are just fine.
Well, for you.
Well.
I mean, that you like that sort of thing.
I do. I like legs. Yeah.
Yeah, but I like the female leg. No offense.
Well, put an ankle bracelet on. Oh my god.
Well, I mean, an ankle bracelet is too close to something that I'm afraid of, so it's cool.
Shackles.
Draw a heart on it. I don't know.
Like I think I told you last time, like I don't like feet. So
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, that's a little bit too close. I mean, if it was a girl's the hammies down to like her from her
calves.
Hammy up to her calves, hey, I'm good. When you can get down to that ankle and the ball wrap, what that ball is called on the foot.
You would have done great in olden times. The girl would have shut her ankle and you would have been like, oh,
Yeah. I would have sucked. No, like and they wear those long dresses and all they have out is they it's barely their foot. No. I mean I'm more so of an eye guy anyway. But I'm an eye guy.
Okay.
I think I said somewhere like along these podcasts is like if I look at a girl's eyes and like don't you know how sometimes people have sleep in their eyes and they don't get it all out and you can still see it.
Yeah.
That would just turn me completely off of a female.
You don't like the eye goop.
Yeah, like that would just and I would think about that every time I see them for the rest of my life.
Please stop. That's amazing. Like, I shouldn't say that's amazing, but it's totally amazing to me.
Wow.
Because, like, that bothers me. Like,
it's
say, like, okay, so say, like, if you have, like, wax in your ears, and, like, if I see it, every time I look at you, my eyes, right to the ears.
Is there? Are you still waxy?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, how are you missing this? Like, come on.
And don't get me wrong. I tried not to because
get that shit under control.
You could just be tired that day and had a rough night. But
you have to look in the mirror, and that's how
I was telling somebody this a few weeks ago. It's like, you know, people look at like, you know, different things like when they approach a female. People look at breasts, but or what legs, whatever, when they approach a female. Me, I look at the eyes first, and then I go everywhere else. And like
that's like teeth.
I know. I look at the eyes first. Like that's where my attention goes to, and then I check out, you know, my favorite parts. But when I first like, you know, even when I approach a female in that manner. That is the first thing I go to. You know, if I'm working, whatever, and I have to, judge somebody via their looks, whatever. Yeah, I look at teeth and butt and all the other, you know, necessities. But like, if I'm trying to get it in for the night or in general, I look at the eyes first.
Okay.
So that's just always been my been my thing, you know. I do want to bring up something though really quick. You were telling me that stuff got crazy about the person you're with now on how you met them. And you said it'd be a good discussion.
Oh, right, right, right. Okay, yeah. So one of the other reasons why I actually want to get out of the industry is, okay, so my ex, he wanted me to find like a steady content partner, you know, someone who could get tested and I could just always make content with them. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. So we were creeping Tinder and everything else, blah, 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 blah. And I matched with this guy. And he's like the male version of me. So the person who I was with, I obviously don't want to say names, but he told me that he picked him out and he looked into him. That way I would have someone to be with after I left the person who I was with. So I got started with this guy by making porn. So, and he's also the reason why I want to get out of it. So I just thought that was crazy.
That's interesting.
So wait a minute, yeah. Like, are you still going to, you know, do trades? Like, not trades, I'm sorry, not that word. Content, like for your OnlyFans, or you just don't want to do sex on camera, period?
I'll definitely do it with him and like girls, but probably not.
Okay.
So your old boyfriend found your new boyfriend.
Yeah.
For content, but also he knew that you would leave him eventually, so he found somebody perfect for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that is wild.
Right? Right?
And then it worked. Yeah.
Right? It's fucking insane.
It's like a movie.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, it's like a movie where, I mean, it's a movie where usually the person dies of cancer like the next week and like leaves the note. But,
you know,
I mean, I hope he's all right.
Yeah.
Okay. That look. You know what though, like, since you are doing comedy, you can push this in so many different avenues.
It's a good story. Because like I started making contact with this guy and I said, you know, this thing, I like him.
Because I don't know if you're gonna stay just with the same name you use if you do comedy. And I do know that I've seen a few different performers who do comedy on stage, and some of them bring it up, whatever they do, and some of them don't, you know. So like if you do bring it up on stage, this entire story could be hilarious, like no 100%. Matter how you put it. So are you gonna keep using Summer Love when you do comedy, or are you gonna change it up? I don't want you to say your real name on here, but yeah.
I'm thinking about doing my real name, but I don't know. I don't know if people will be like, oh, I'm going to find her. Be like,
I mean, they're gonna do, like, honestly.
Regardless, they're gonna try, I know.
They're gonna, like, with so many certain rules that people have to follow now, it is so easy to find out people's real names anyway. And people get a high off of calling people their real names. Anyway, because there's a video that me and CW put on our YouTube channel, I want to say probably 2013 or 14, whatever, of us just talking about why you should not use a performer's real name. And why is it so important for you to know someone's real name, you know, unless you are trying to be a little stalkery, you know?
Yeah, that's so creepy to me. I don't know why you feel the need to know my name.
And that's why, like, even if I do know people's real names, like, I still say, you know, their stage name.
as you should.
I mean, like, I mean, even in private. It's just so like I can normalize not saying their, you know, their real name in public, you know. Gotcha. That's why people say my real name at events, you know, because it's like, I know you, but don't say that name. Really? And I just give them a strong side eye, like, oh my God. Because I know, I mean, like, I can see if it just slips out, you know, depending on how you know me, whatever. But it's like, some people intentionally say it. It's like, that's not.
No, that's not, like, there's no need for that.
This is not the time or place for you to be calling me that name. But that is an interesting story, and I'm glad that like you found somebody that is okay with, you know, you doing that, and yeah, you have a Tinder success story that wasn't a one night stand.
Wow. Stop! I made that joke with him all the time. I was like, "This is weird." I was like, "I'm still hanging out with you. You were just supposed to be a hookup." He said that the other day, and he looks at me and goes, "What the fuck did you just say to me?" And I was like, "I'm joking." He goes, "No, I'm just a hookup."
Hey, that's what. Honestly, like you have Tinder, people could consider the hookup one. You have Bumble, the one that people actually try to date somebody on. You have Plenty of Fish, the one where you can catch an STD on. And
Plenty of Fish, that's for people like 60 and up, right? Oh,
no.
Plenty of fish.
That's for the, how can I say? I don't know. What I've heard is for the aesthetically challenged.
Oh, sounds like a nice place.
I mean, I had a profile on there. So I had a profile at many different places.
I mean, I have. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, you had to try to like do some stuff back. This was back in 2009 though. When people were still looking on Craigslist for a one night stand.
What? That sounds horrible.
What? Craigslist?
Yes, Craigslist for a one night stand? No.
I mean, this was back when it was, you know.
Yes, it was horrible.
Yes, it was horrible.
I mean,
it
like was, people still you people.
It was to. Like a roll of the dice.
I mean, you have Backpage too, though.
That's for hookers.
I was gonna say that's for hookers. This girl I went to school with is on Backpage.
I meant back in the. This is back in the prime. Because you had both on there, and now it's just hookers.
But it wasn't much NSA action on Backpage. Just hookers.
Because I mean, you had like people on Craigslist. On hooking, and then you're saying, well, if you give me 50 roses, this is how much? Is that what I'm saying, dollars? Yeah. It was roses?
Craigslist.
Roses.
Then you had to make sure it wasn't someone trying to rob you. Then you had like people on there saying, yeah, can you come over here and have sex with my wife for me? Please.
No.
Yeah, I mean, that was.
No, you don't need to do that.
Very strange. So, I mean, that's you had to get in where you could get in back then, you know? This is, you're giving me that look, but this is 10 years ago. This is when it was, you know, it was limited resources out here.
10 years ago, like a apocalyptic event.
And I mean, it is, because 20, like, think of this, 2020 is 2 years. And so we're after COVID now. We're in after the hardest part of COVID now. And it's just like, it feels like forever ago, but that was 11 years ago. So back then, you know, it wasn't as crazy. You could still wear a condom, you know, it wasn't like you're going over there and just sticking your thing in like in a Russian roulette gun, like, hey, you know? The looks that she is giving over here.
I'm just listening.
Like, I feel with every look I'm getting judged.
No, never. I'm just listening. I'm,
like, look you gave me, like, oh, that's chlamydia. Ooh, that's herpes too. Oh my God, he has to clap at least once, you know.
But all that's all
that is oh, back page. Oh, that's crabs. You know, I feel like every look you got, I can feel the judgment. It's like, I'm not saying that I personally was on there, but I'm just giving an example of what was going on. Like, I met one of my friends I hang around with off and on Craigslist. Yeah, and I hang out with her off and on. Haven't seen her since the middle of COVID, but, and CW knows what I'm talking about.
Really? It just seems so sketchy to me.
No, because I don't want to say her name. The one that made me watch Lord of the Rings, CW.
Oh, what the hell? How the fuck? Did you just go into, I don't know, friendship? For the friendship.
No. When I first met her, I was trying to stick it in. And then I realized.
So y'all met on Casual Encounters?
No, we met on Craigslist. On
the no, dating. I mean, where in Craigslist did you meet?
On the dating one.
Oh.
Yeah.
You answer her ad?
Yes, I answered her ad, yeah.
Wow. The more you know. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah. I was actually on there looking for love.
That was like almost 10 years ago.
Wow. Oh my God. No, that was longer than that. That was
wow.
She's over here confused. So I'm gonna say it's in the 2410 days, and 2410 is like one of our old addresses, and yeah. So 2410 days. So yeah. So summer, I was on Craigslist looking for love. I didn't find it.
But you found a kind of thing for the next decade.
Yeah, but you know.
Oh my God! Why is that even an option? Sorry.
Did your air just come on?
No, I'm in my car and my Bluetooth isn't hooked up, so it just like randomly clicked on a radio station, and it was the scariest thing I've ever heard.
So outside of comedy, outside of, you know, stepping away or debating on stepping away from the industry, what else you got going on?
Redoing a house. My uncle has this little house that I'm like, yeah, I'll take it over, whatever, it can't be that bad. It is that bad. I mean, it can't be that bad.
Are you gonna be able to live in it? Is it gonna be your concubine?
Yeah, that's not the issue. It's just
a lot of work.
Yeah, I don't know why people ever thought that wallpaper that is like has like fruit and like flowers on it is a good idea, because it's not. And I don't know if you've ever tried to remove wallpaper, but it's homicidal activities.
Oh yeah, it doesn't come off in proper strips.
I just, yeah, no. And like some of the strips are like this big. And okay, so the people that were living in here before, they had a cat, and whenever they moved out, they didn't take the cat. So I call her Sketchy Cat. Her name is Tater, but.
So it's just a cat that just lives there.
Something, and I'll just like hear like this like noise, and this cat will like come running sideways like a fucking lemur and like jump on whatever it is that I'm doing, or like jump on me, hiss at me, and run away. And I'm like, bro, like, what are you doing?
She's making sure you ain't trying to move in her house.
What? They should have fucking took her with them. No.
My house. You're missing what I'm saying. The cat said it's her house or his house. The thing was.
This cat's probably like 5 pounds, I'd say. I have an 18 pound cat. My cat saw her and was like, what the fuck is that? I'm sure she felt the same way, but.
Moving in here.
They smoked cigarettes in the house, and like I don't know if you've ever been in a house where people smoke cigarettes, but like
it stays in the
it's so gross. So that's why like all the wallpaper's going, it's all getting repainted, like it's carpeting. So because they smoke cigarettes, that's all getting out. I'm gonna put like lock and laminate. It's just, it's a lot of work.
And that's why like I don't even like I don't mind people smoking on my porch, but I'm like, none in the actual house.
No, do not. I don't like that. I don't know how people can smoke cigarettes in a house.
I said my porch is kind of like outside-ish, so like the air would just, you know, pick it up. That's why I don't like it. I get in my house, you know. I don't even like people smoking weed in the house. So,
no.
Even though weed doesn't stick as hard as cigarette smoke does, like, I don't even like, you know, one weed in the house.
And it's like on the ceilings and the corners, you can see like the yellow marks from like where they would just like look. Just, obviously, they didn't open up the windows because they're real classy people.
I mean, they were trying to hotbox their nicotine and their poison. She just seems so disgusted by her looks right now.
Like, ew, my house.
To me,
I mean, like I don't smoke cigarettes, so it's like I'm not privy to that at all. So yeah, but yeah, like don't get me wrong, I live by myself now in this house, so like, you know, if I don't, yeah. I don't even know. I hate the smell of smoke. My mother, she used to smoke, and like it was just a detriment because
That doesn't bother me at all. Okay, so that's not true. I don't like whenever people smell like smoke. Like if you go out and if you smoke, if I'm standing outside with you, I'll be like, yeah, give it to me. Like I like that, but like. If you come back inside and if you smell like cigarettes and I smell it on you and you're like, ew.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
It's a different kind of smell. Do you know what I mean? Does that make
sense?
Yeah.
Yes. Like, it's like a fresh cigarette versus a wet cigarette. I don't know.
Yeah, no, yeah. Or like if you, like if someone smokes in a car and then they get out of the car and then you get back in the car, like that smell, that is like the worst cigarette smell to me.
Yeah.
Like that, like trapped, like
funk.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like that. I've been having a lot of fun painting and crying.
Oh, crying from, you know,
tearing down walls. Yeah, I fucked up. I went to bring something in and I wasn't paying attention, and I like backed right into a wall, and my ass just put a nice little hole in it.
damn.
Right.
Like, well, so I have more work to do.
You can't even tell. It's already painted over. You wouldn't even know.
I mean, you could always just left it there and say, this is my bum. It always just have a bum imprint. And make, just sell the imprint.
Conversation piece.
A big old conversation piece.
Oh my God, is it raining? I'm sorry. It's like pouring all of a sudden. Oh no, it must have been coming off.
She's heard of it. So, well, we did. We have hit our hour though, Miss Summer. You are a joy. So please tell everybody. Thanks for your relationship with us.
Thanks, yes.
The relationship episode.
Coming on again.
Yeah, you are.
Good luck on all your endeavors.
You know, I look forward to hearing your comedy. Because I for one, as I said earlier, I've been to Katie Kennedy's Kate Kennedy's comedy. I've heard Sylvia Sage do her comedy. And so if you ever do anything in LA, I will come out and support your comedy because I do love comics. I've seen CW do his comedy. So I really enjoy comedy. So I look forward to all you do and I look forward to what you present, you know? So please tell everybody. Where they can find you.
Good talking to you guys.
Tell everybody where they can find you really quick, Miss Summer.
Huh?
Where can everybody find you?
Oh, on Twitter at TheSummerLoveX and on Instagram, just TheSummerLove. My OnlyFans links are on both of them.
Yeah, so hey, everybody, go watch her OnlyFans and sub and all that stuff like that. And if you want a Snapchat private, call her at about like 6 p.m.
Yeah, don't be calling now. Me at 3 in the morning. What are you doing? Because I'll be sleeping.
Can I sleep next
100%.
To you? I mean, like, I don't know if they've said this to you, but somebody have been like, can I sleep next to you? Or can you put me live and I can get to watch you sleep? Which is weird.
No.
But, you know, that's how people are.
No, if someone were to ask me if they could watch me sleep, I would unfortunately would have to block them.
I mean, like,
because there's just nothing I can do for them. Like, there's nothing at all I can do for them.
You'd be surprised if people who are on Twitch, which is not a sex website, and
no, I should be though.
And people would literally just sit back and watch them sleep. Which is weird.
Why are you stopped?
But CW, really quick, where can I find you?
You can find me on CC Fitness LA on Instagram, CC Fitness LA on Twitter, CC Fitness on Facebook, and at ccfitnessla.com.
And everybody, go get fit with CW. He'll get you right. For me, it's Rawstar, R-A-W-S-T-A-R-R on Twitter and on Instagram. For us, we are the Burbank Misfits on Instagram, Burbank Misfits on Twitter and Facebook. Oh yeah, BurbankMisfits.com. This is everything that we do from the podcast and pictures and all that other fun, delectable stuff. But everybody out there, please go support everything that Summer does. She's a joy, a pleasure, a very wonderful, wonderful woman who has a lot to offer this world. So go show her all the love that she deserves and be respectful. Don't be a doofus and a dingus, whatever. And yeah, just I'll say again, call her at about 6 p.m. Say, can I do a snap? Can we do a snap, whatever, live, whatever? And she would say, sure, give me a second. And she would get all pretty for you and you know, have everything set up and do everything to your heart's content. And then you can finish and go to sleep and so can what? She. So we will see you all next week and have a great day.